then third album, start writing for it, and I have no friggin' clue what to do. And I'm writing, and I'm writing. But now I have this little voice in my head going, is it a hit? Is it not a hit? I don't know. It doesn't sound like a hit to me. And this demon just all of a sudden appeared on my shoulder with this negative little voice. And for about 6 months, I wrote, and every day would hate what I wrote, would leave the session, would come home, would be on the verge of tears, going to bed at night next to my wife. And so after 6 months of not gaining one song that I thought was a winner,
right,
not a one, one single keeper, I showed up for my first session with Sam. For me, we had written for one other artist one time that
right.
friend Kevin brought us into, and I made this immediate connection with Sam. We were like brothers from another. We were the same age. We had the same, a lot of the same influences. And so I walk into his studio, and I'm just pissed because I'm just so over. I've already written, I don't even know, 30, 40 plus songs at least, and not one of them is good. So I walk in and I'm just pissed off. I go, oh, I'm so mad. They're like, let's make songs. Like, fine. I was like, give me a kick sound. Give me a snare sound. And I made this little beat, and I was like, now give me the shittiest sounding saxophone sample you can find. And they find this one, I'm like, that one. They're like, that one sounds awful. I'm like, exactly. And I just started noodling, and then I came up with what I believe to be a very Yiddish sounding melody. Da 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 ya da 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 ya da da da. And I was like, that's kind of annoying in the best way possible. And I look over at Sam, and he's nodding like, yes, please. And I said, okay, now give me an upright bass sound. I went, da, 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 da. And we're just all looking. And me and Sam looked up, and I'm like, I can, da, da. And he goes, I can make your hands clap. And I go, oh, and he goes, oh, my God. And we say some one more time. The next time the loop comes around, we're like, I can make your hands clap. And we both look at each other, and we clap five times. One, two, three, four, five. Which is an odd number, because normally in right. music, you're going even.
Right.
You know, so we both did five, and we're like, holy shit. And we started just cranking, you know. Sam is a lyrical savant, you know. We're just flowing with this very onomatopoeic, like, rhyme, just mood and vibe. I'm like, does this even make sense? We're like, who fucking cares? It feels good. Let's keep going. You know, and we wrote, I'd say, three quarters of the song from top to, from the moment I walked in and was pissed off to that moment where we had three quarters of the song was about 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I called my A&R guy at Atlantic, and I said, listen to this. It's our new next single. And I played for him over the phone. And he goes, that doesn't even sound like you. And I was like, oh, whatever. I hung up on him. I was so pissed off. Because my hit meter was like in full, just we were redlining.
Right.
And we're like, okay, we've got this good groove. Now we need like an ethereal release from this driving tension that we've built and this rapid fire. Somebody save your soul because you've been seeing it. It's just like alliteration assault that we've just given the listener. So then I play these chords, every night when the stars come out, uh-huh. da, 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 you know, and we're like, oh, that's just what the song needs. And then the song was done.